Okay, so we are gonna hopefully finish the topic of gerus today. I don't have my sefer with me, so I'm gonna break my teeth a little bit on the Hebrew, and hopefully you guys can help me out a little bit if I mistranslate something. The learning today should be a zchusi l'nishmas Adir Chaver Chaim ben Shem Shinaryi, as well as a zchusi l'nishmas Yaakov Yosef Erech Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Also, a schus for a refuah shleima for Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Deb ben Rachel Chanaleh Bashein de Rachel Abedati ben Paro, as well as a schus for all those in a makom sekana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So yesterday we said that the idea is that a person should try to make do with less, and that is the purpose of this world. And that was and one of the examples that was brought is the Avos themselves, how the Avos did not live lives of living in an established place and having all their tanugim. And the one time we find that Yaakov tried to get settled down, he was struck with suffering, because that's not the purpose of this world, is to live in peace. So he says now, unhi granted sha'amru, that the Gemara says im yesh lecha heitev lach, that if you have good going for you, zehu shaloi lemaid me'achreichi v'mashu adam l'fi ha'makom l'fi ha'zman, is not to reduce from what your basic necessities are, but that depends on the person and depends on the time and the place. So then, if a person has rishus in to spend expenses according to his needs, but if a person does not have the money, meaning that if a person can't afford it, so then taka, you can spend on necessities, but if you don't, ain't roy liyos yigal kedei shel laitzi marubois. But you shouldn't come on to a rich person to enable you to live a excessive life. Yosetayv better shiarviach kima v'yotzi kima kaiva oirach, that you should basically get a little bit and then spend a little bit, like a guest passing. Basically, what you bring in is what goes out. V'layarbe tarach liyos, not to be like a burden. Oh, he's talking about now kairach, that he's going to become, I guess he's saying he's become like either kairach or kereach. I don't have the words here. Either it means he's going to create machlokes, or it means he's going to be left with nothing. He's going to basically be taking a little bit from here, a little bit from here. He's going to be left kerach, like bald. He's not going to have avomisha who kiger. Someone who lives like a ger in this world, Yivne, will have a proper house built for him in the next world. Kiyah, he'll be loved up above. Shai b'shloishim in 36 places. The Torah commands us al avas ager, to love a ger. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol who arishon shemekim kol haTorah kula. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the first one who keeps the entire Torah. Who oyev ger lasis lalechem v'simla. And what does the Torah say? That you should love a ger to give him bread and clothing. And so if a person acts like a ger, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to follow suit and provide you with your needs. So biyad kol adam la'asas atzma ger be'aretz, every person has this ability to be a ger. Kasher yia nichne k'nefesh a ger v'lo yivakesh leches b'gdolos v'nefois. When you are attempting not to live a life of luxury, but rather trying to live a simple life, a life in moderation, so then you are going to be zoiche to that treatment that Hashem promises, that Hashem rather commands to give to a ger, but with which Hashem himself will provide for you. Since the Torah commands us several times to love a ger, when you do chance upon a ger tzedek, you should have a lot of rachmanis on him, and to help him out with money, and to ask him, right, to ask him how you can help, and basically to be mefayis him with good words. Even though we're that he might go back to his old ways, like we see many times. Nevertheless, if you help out a guy who is a baal tshuva, a guy who converts and comes back, even if you allow, or you make him What's the word? You help this guy out. And in the end, it all is for nothing because the guy doesn't last. He goes back to his old ways. But that shouldn't cause a person to regret his actions. Don't feel, oh, I got burned already on helping out these other people, so I'm not going to do it anymore. I learned my lesson. Right? We can only judge a person based on who he is right now, and to be mekayim, well, the mekayim the mitzvahs of Hashem. So this really is not just a concept by a ger, but this is really a concept in general, is that there is a famous American saying, the road to I'm sorry, if you what is it? You get burned. Anyone who tries to help gets burned, right? Some sort of saying. I'm butchering it, but
No
it's
good deed goes
there you
unpunished.
go. Thank you. No good deed goes unpunished, right? Thank you, Yehuda. So that point is that you try, you mean l'shem shemayim, you go out of your way for someone, and not only do you not get a thank you, but it blows up in your face, and somehow people have kindness on you. And we all have experienced this in our lives from time to time, whether it's in our marriages or whether it's in relationships and at work or relationships in shul, where you went out of your way, and not only was it not appreciated, but it blew up in your face. So we, a lot of times, will take the attitude of, I'm not doing that again. I'm not putting myself in that situation. Fool me once, shame on you, but fool me twice, it's shame on me. I learned my lesson. I'm not going to allow this to happen again. So he's saying that that should not be part of the cheshbon. If you are faced with an opportunity to do a mitzvah again, a similar mitzvah, don't regret and say, well, I got burned last time, so I'm not doing it again. I helped out this Baal Tshuva or this ger last time, and look, they ended up taking my money and now going and using it to buy drugs and going off the derech with it. So therefore, I'm not going to help out the next guy. That's not true. Each case is an individual situation. And even if the guy uses the assistance that you provide to go and do bad with it, but nevertheless, your mitzvah still stands in Shemayim. And we even talked about this. I don't remember if it was Peli Yoitz or it was Shar Bitachon, that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the mitzvah so much that he doesn't give you the satisfaction of the person appreciating it, but rather you get dumped on because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to provide you an opportunity to get even more schar. That's how much he loves it. And it's converse with the way we think. We think, wow, if Hashem really loves what I did, then he would send people to thank me and show gratitude. But just the opposite, if Hashem really loves what you did, then he wants it to be L'shem Shemayim so much that he makes it that the person gets upset at you or that somebody has a tight on you despite what you tried to do. And that way you get even more schar. Now let's just do a little bit more over here. We won't finish. We'll finish next time. But he says, "Obechlam mitzvahs avas gerim included in this mitzvah of loving a ger who lazer l'sayi l'ish hanoideg b'mekaymai is to help and assist someone who's wandering. V'hu ger be'eretz nachriya, he lives in a foreign land. V'lav davka ger tzedek, not necessarily even a convert. The atu yitziva ba'ara, because it's the so quoting now based on a pasuk." Says here, the Atu Yitziva Ba'ara V'Giyura Bishmei Shmaya V'Zil Basar Taima. He says he's a resident here and a stranger up above. Not sure. Is the resident on the ground and the stranger in the heavens, such that there is no reason to assist the stranger? I'm not sure what he's saying with that. Says the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'Atem Yedatem Es Nefesh HaGer. You know the feelings of a ger. Having yourself been a ger in Mitzrayim. So we should identify with a ger because we know the feelings. It explicitly the pasuk is telling you that it's referring to someone, that someone who lives in a foreign land, without any companion, or any relative, he has no acquaintances, his spirit is very low, his heart is broken and depressed. It's fitting to have mercy on such a person, and to bring him close, to be his friend and his companion, to help him, and to assist and support him in anything that comes his way. So the mitzvah of a ger, now we're getting more back to the conventional definition. Till now we were talking about how a person should act like a ger, but now we're talking more specifically about a ger. And we say that the mitzvah of assisting a ger or loving a ger, showing your ava to a ger, is not just an actual ger, but it's really anyone who's in a situation that is that they're out of their element. And that could even be someone who you know that someone is staying in the hospital because they have a sick relative, and they're going to be there for Shabbos, and you send food. You're Mekayim, we don't think of it, but you're Mekayim after Mesager, because that person is out of their element. They're not at home. They're in a foreign place. And your assistance is that much more greater. That's what he's saying. Mekayim. So we do have opportunities. We don't know Gerim, but this is a good trivia question. How do you have an opportunity to be Mekayim after Mesager if you don't know any Gerim? The answer is you find someone who's not in his regular living space, and you assist him in that place. You have a Rachmanis on him, and you go out of your way to help him be comfortable, and you act as a friend and a support system for that person. Now you are Mekayim the mitzvah of a haftem es aker. All right, let's stop here.